Welcome back to another Mega Minute with Mega Code, a mini cast on all things Holy Paladin. This week, I'll complete my Throne of Thunder raid synopsis by going over the Lei Shen encounter. Two tanks with three healers were used for this boss kill. This fight is broken up into three main phases and two small transition phases. Phases 1 and 2 center around the raid dealing with Lei Shen's abilities and those he gains while we move him from each conduit. In phase 3, you deal with his regular abilities and a few extra, but none of those granted from the conduits. The transition phases require you to deal with the abilities he gains from the conduits. Like always, I keep Beacon of Light on one tank while rolling three Holy Power Eternal Flames onto them. So let's go over the conduits. The North Conduit grants Lei Shen Static Shock, which is a damaging debuff he puts on one person. Simply group up with that person to spread some of its damage. Eternal Flames did some nice healing for those affected. The East Conduit grants Lei Shen Diffusion Chain, which is a chain lightning attack which spawns an add. With people spread out 10 yards, this only affects one person. I like to throw an Eternal Flame or two to those possibly affected. The South Conduit grants Lei Shen Overcharge, which is a debuff cast on a person which roots them. After 6 seconds, it bursts its damage and stunning those around them. Everyone needs to, if possible, group up with the stunned player to avoid the damage and stun. The West Conduit grants Lei Shen Bouncing Bolt, which is a bolt of lightning thrown to the ground. If it touches the ground, it not only causes damage to players close by, but it spawns an add. A blue swirl on the ground indicates where it will drop, so one person just needs to run into it to prevent the add from spawning. Damage from this ability is extremely minimal. During the phases 1 and 2, the only other major damage you need to be really concerned with is Thunderstruck in phase 1 and Lightning Whip in phase 2. Thunderstruck is indicated by a white void zone. Keep as far away as you can to minimize its damage to you. Lightning Whip is indicated by a purple animation on the ground. Just stay out of it. I like to pop a cooldown here and use my AoE heals to get people topped off after these abilities. As a healer, you will be responsible for healing yourself and two others during the transitional phases. During this phase, we take damage from the abilities granted by the conduits. By beaconing yourself and using Glyph of Protector of the Innocent, you pretty much have yourself covered. I like to keep three Holy Power Eternal Flames rolling on us and use my single target heals for some spot healing. Phase 3 is a face off against Lei Shen, and you no longer deal with the conduits and instead deal with Thunderstruck, Summon Ball Lightning, Diffusion Chain, and his new attack, Violent Gale Winds. Violent Gale Winds blows you around and adds a stacking debuff. During the Gale Winds, I use Holy Shock and Light of Dawns to help heal the raid. The minute it stops, we group up, pop cooldowns, and top the raid using our AoE heals. Light's Hammer is especially nice to have for this phase of the fight. With enough white knuckling it, you'll get your kill. If you're on Twitter, come follow me at FFPMMark with a C, or check out my blog page at HealingSpec.com.